So, hello and welcome to this full moon activation, this full moon ceremony where we will call in Inanna and start this 4 month journey. This is so amazing and I'm so excited that you're here. So, welcome, welcome from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sitting here at my altar. I've got candles lit. I've just burnt some sage that I can still smell. And I've got some crystals here, and it is beautiful. I've got a statue of Tara and a statue of Kali at the moment. And I will guide you through this ceremony. So I hope that you have what you think you will need, like your love letter. And whatever else I said that you need. Did I say oracle cards? I can't remember. Yeah, I did. If you have any, otherwise, don't worry about it. So I'm going to start by calling in Goddess, by opening this sacred circle and creating sacred space with you. Because as I call them in, you call them in. Just as I say the words, just visualize what I'm saying and just see if you can sense the energies and, with your body, with your senses, you call them in. You will know. Just listen and be present. So let's take a deep breath together before we start in through the nose and release through the mouth. Just letting go. And one more in through the nose. And release. Great Mother, we call to you. Goddess of all, we call to you. Mama Earth, we call to you. Come and be present. Come and be with us in this ceremony. We call on the goddesses of air. Come, come flying to us. Come on with your wings. Come with your birds. And bring us peace. Bring us stillness. Bring us the ability to see what we need to see in this journey, in this ceremony. Bring us your insights and your wisdom. And we breathe you in. And we call upon the goddesses of fire. Come, come from the fire. Come with the sparks. Come with your passion. Come with your creativity. Come with your reds, your oranges, and your yellows. Come towards us. Come and be in this ceremony. We invite you in. With all our love that you bring us love and we offer you love and we ask for your presence here and we breathe you in. And we call upon the goddesses of water. Come to us from the rivers, from the streams. From the rain, from the oceans, from the seas. Come and help us to flow, to go with the flow, to know how to flow over obstacles. We invite you in with your wisdom of the emotions. Help us to release what can be released. And help us to know and be present with our emotions in this ceremony, in our lives. We breathe you in. And we call upon the goddesses of earth. Come to us. Come from the ground, from the mountains, from the rocks. We call to you. Come to us, to this ceremony, to our lives, walk with us and help us to feel grounded, to feel stable, to stand with both feet on the ground and know that we are connected to you at all times. We breathe you in. And we call upon goddesses above, goddesses below. Be present, be here with us. And we call upon Inanna, goddess of the underworld, to be present, to come, come with all your wisdom, with your energies of transformation, with all your power, with your strength, with your courage, your vulnerability. We ask that you be with us in this ceremony as we come to meet you, and in the following month where we will journey with you. Inanna, we breathe you in. Goddesses, above, below, within and without, hail and welcome. And let's take a few moments just to sit with this energy, with the presence of Goddess, of She. Feeling her in our hearts, in our souls, in our bodies. And just breathing and knowing that this is an absolutely safe space. So the first part that you will do in this ceremony is that you are going to read out loud your love letter to yourself. So how was it? Was it easy? Was it hard? I know that it can be very emotional because we don't often do this. We don't talk about what we love about ourselves. We don't give ourselves enough love often. Maybe you do, but I certainly don't. And sometimes we strive for something else. Like, oh, I will love myself when I'm blah, 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 when I've achieved this and that, blah, blah, blah. But let us just, in this ceremony at least, love ourselves right now. So that is why I asked you to write this love letter. And, you know, if it's one line, if it's 2 pages, whatever, it's fine. If you couldn't do it, that's absolutely fine too. Sometimes it's just too difficult. Or, you know, nothing comes. That's absolutely fine. I'm going to ask you to read the letter to yourself in a while. I will be putting on some music, but if you need longer or shorter, whatever, if you need longer, just turn off the recording. And if you haven't got anything to say, just sit and be with yourself and see what that feels like, and see if you can give yourself some love just by putting a hand on your heart. And maybe one on your womb space, and just breathe. But let's just come to stillness before you read the love letter. So just sit down, see how you feel now that we are in ceremony. And just feel your body as it is. If there's any aches and pains, if it feels good, if it feels tense, if you feel relaxed. And just focus on your heart for a minute, maybe putting a hand on your heart. And just breathe. And feel that warmth in your heart, the warmth between your hand and your heart. Just breathing into that space, see if it can open up. Just breathing in. Knowing that you're loved and that you are love, that you are filled with love. Okay, so it's time to take your letter out and hold it. And now I will give you some time to read that love letter out loud to yourself. So if you finish early before the music is finished, just sit in silence. And if you need more time, just pause the recording. Beautiful, beautiful. Just sit with that love. Know that you are loved. You are loved by Goddess. You are loved by so many people. And I know that you are powerful, and I know that you are a beautiful being. I just know that there's no question in my mind. Like I have written in some of the text in this course, your soul is a spark of the infinite, loving, creative universe of Goddess. And the universe is made up of unconditional love, nothing else. And therefore, so are you. So you're nothing but beauty, and don't forget that. It might be difficult to remember, and it might be difficult to locate that love, that spark within, but never doubt that it's there. Never, ever. Okay, lovely. So now it is time to journey. It is time to meet Goddess in this guided visualization. So all you need is yourself, and you can sit at your altar if that's comfortable, or you may lie down if that feels better for you. So just close your eyes when you've found a comfortable position. And just breathe at your own pace, just breathing in and out through your nose. And feeling your belly gently rise and fall. Feeling your body relaxing with each breath. So you breathe in and out. and feeling yourself sink down into the floor or the chair. Just relaxing with each breath and knowing that you are completely safe in this space. We are here in sacred space, and you are safe and you are held. So just keep breathing and don't force it, just one breath at a time, just going with the flow. And now in your mind's eye, you see yourself in a forest clearing. And there's grass underneath your feet. And there's tall trees around you. And this is a calm and peaceful place. And you might hear some birds around you, or you might hear the wind in the trees. You might see the trees move, the leaves move. So just take a moment to feel the peace of this space and to soak it up and connect with it. And now as you look further into the trees, you see some kind of portal, like a gate or a door, an opening of some sort. So go towards that and see what it looks like, but don't go through it yet, just look at it for now and explore it a bit. See what your portal looks like. And now it's time to go through the portal. And as you come out the other side, you will meet Inanna. And if at first you don't see her, just ask her to come, say her name, and trust that she will. She is there. She comes to you, she approaches you. She has come up to you. She's standing close by, and now you notice that you are covered in veils, in different colored veils. And Inanna looks at you and she says, "What is it that you want to release? What is it that you do not want to carry with you? What are you ready to let go of?" And as she asks this, she slowly starts to remove your veils, one by one after the other, just taking everything you no longer need. And you might know exactly what she's removing, or you might not know. Just allow it to be, just feel the lightness as she takes each veil off you, and just be there and breathe. And I will leave you for a few moments, a few minutes, just to be with Inanna, to sit, to walk, to open yourself to her energy and to her love. And in these few minutes, you may want to ask her if there's anything you need to know for your journey, if she's got any words, if she's got a gift, or you may just sit with her and feel what it feels like to get to know her and let whatever happens happen. Thank you. it is time to come back. So take a couple of deep breaths and release. And another one. And release. And move your fingers and toes. And welcome back. So, how was that experience for you? What was Inanna like for you? You know, sometimes we experience a lot of things in visualization or meditation, and sometimes we feel like nothing happens, like we see nothing, we hear nothing, we feel nothing. But don't worry, it's just as it should be for you today. And you know, you can always come back and do this meditation again. You can do it all through the month at different times, different stages of the moon cycle if you want, and just see how Inanna is for you and what she says and what you experience, and keep writing down in your journal what you experience, because it may be very different each time. And if there was something that you wanted to get rid of, that or that Inanna told you to, that you should get rid of, or that you need to get rid of, that you want to leave behind you, write that down on a piece of paper and rip it up and burn it or flush it or bury it or whatever is safe to release that. And now let's just shake your body a bit, just shake it up to release, just shake your arms, your legs, just move that body around a bit and breathe out. Okay, so now it is time to pull an oracle card or a tarot card for guidance for the next 2 weeks up till the dark moon. So if you have an oracle card deck or tarots, take them out and I will give you a minute or so to pull a card, and then you can explore it later after we close the ceremony. So I'm just going to give you some space to do that now. Okay, beautiful. So you can, as I said, spend some more time with those cards after we close the ceremony, and that is what we're going to do now. So if you'd like to stand or sit up with your back straight, you can place your hands with your palms facing up. If you're standing or if you're sitting, just keep your palms facing up. And just hear my words and see whatever images come to you. So we take a deep breath. Great Mother Goddess, she who is all around us and within us, we thank you for your presence in this ceremony, in our lives. We thank you for everything that you have showed us. Goddesses of air, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your insights you have given us. We thank you for the whispers in our ears and for the peace in our hearts. Goddesses of fire, we thank you with all our hearts. We thank you for the passion that you've brought us. We thank you for the creativity. We thank you for the spark and for the fire in our hearts. We thank you for being here in this ceremony. Goddesses of water, we thank you for being in this ceremony today. We thank you for helping us to go with the flow. We thank you for helping us to sit with our emotions and to know that we are safe with you. Goddesses of Earth, we thank you for your presence here in this ceremony. We thank you for keeping us grounded, protected, and for helping us to feel safe, as we know we are safe. Goddess above, Goddess below, Goddess within and without, we give thanks. We send you love as we receive your love. And we bid you hail and farewell. And there we are. So thank you so much for taking part in this ceremony. Thank you so much for taking this journey. It's very exciting right at the start to see what comes up and what's going to happen and what is going to change for you. So don't forget to ground. You may want to eat something. You may want to put your feet on the earth, however you ground. And take some time to write in your journal what you experienced, because for me it's like when I go into meditation, it's like being in a dream, so I often forget what I experienced if I don't write it down straight away. And also look at your cards and see the messages that they brought you today. So thank you, thank you, thank you again, and I wish you many blessings on your journey. Blessed be.